Tune in, listen up, and let's grow together. Because you're listening to The Sprouts on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're here every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. Sprout you soon.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to The Sprouts. You're listening to, again, 90.1 CJSF FM from Burnaby. We actually recorded that, I think, like
10 to 15 minutes ago.
Something like that. Yeah, you know what? The details aren't necessary because we're...
We have a process.
We have a process, and that's something that
we should be proud of.
We should be proud of that process, even if it even if it's really cutting it down to the wire. Anyway, today we got, of course, music for you, and we got a bit of a yap for you. I'm Bruno. He, him pronouns.
I'm Tona, he, him pronouns.
I'm Bradley, he, him pronouns.
And this next song for our first little break is called Dunno, with the parentheses, and then a bunch of underscores and another parentheses. And then it's Redolent, I think off of Denny Greet. Take a listen.
We hope you enjoy.
Yeah. George Bush rebelled, smoking weed in his room. Bleach shaded his coffee, hair like a rock, stood in leather over business suits. You were watching the future on the grainy TV, on the floor of your parents' living room. Do you see the wind blowing, blowing, blowing through the trees? Do you feel my heartbeat flowing through the leaves? And I love, love, already knew. Brownie ice cream sundaes and sandy baseball blondies. I was free and I had something to prove. You told me never be a cheater and always love your neighbors, but loving me is something you couldn't do. And now I'm sitting with my girl watching grainy TV on the floor of our living room. Then
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for no-holds-barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
And we're back.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Hello, hello, indeed. You're listening to The Sprouts on CJSF 90.1 Burnaby. And one more time, for people in the back, I'm Bruno.
I'm Tona.
I'm Bradley.
And that's Bradley. The thing that's been on my mind recently is I remember the first time that I started looking at my own music for the longest. My sister was like my biggest musical inspiration. Mm-hmm.
Right? So you're like your originals?
No.
Or like the music you like?
The music I like. Yeah, okay. The music that started like forming my identity and what would eventually become the music that I actually make.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I remember the first time that I started doing that, and it felt it felt almost like I felt a little bashful with it. If that makes sense,
mm-hmm.
if that's the right way to use that word, because for the longest time my sister had been giving me my taste, and giving me she had like a whole Queen of Classic Rock thing. She still enjoys. I still enjoy, obviously.
Shout out to Bruno's sister.
Shout out to Bruno's sister.
That's your sister.
That's my point, Bradley.
anyways,
shout out to my sister. I don't know, my parents like Latin rock, that kind of thing. But then I don't know. I just thought it was interesting. I don't listen to a lot of the stuff that I was looking at when I was like younger, right? And I started kind of really branching up musically when I was 11. So I just wanted to ask you guys, like, how have your things changed specifically, right? Like, what's changed? What stays the same? What things have like stood the test of time?
Well, for me, yes, I love EDM and beatbox music. I just ran away from traditional music where you play the instruments. Since I started off like my music when I was like around 9 or something, I was taught piano and a bit of guitar, I think. But it's just I was lazy bones and I didn't like not the threat, but my mom and my whole family was like a music related. They're like teacher levels at piano, and I was like I was thought to be good at piano because they wanted to teach me, but I kind of ran away from that. I was too lazy. I didn't like the lessons. I was literally crying every lesson. So I ran away from it, and I think I just escaped to EDM since everything there is produced. It's on a software. I could just pull up a drum. I don't have to play the drum. I can pull up a piano. I could pull up a synth. I could pull up a guitar. So, yeah, it's my escape route, I guess.
That's interesting. Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. I think something that I've noticed is that, like, I'd like to get more into electronic music.
Mm-hmm.
I think what's interesting is that I just don't really know how to interact with it because I was never... Like, because I never started, necessarily. Like, I don't know what it is I would like. I don't know, like, how to... I don't know if critique is the right word, necessarily. But I don't know, like, what, like, conventions of electronic music I enjoy or even what they are. And you don't need to do that to enjoy a piece of music, but I'd like to...
It's that exposure.
Yeah. I'd like to be a little more exposed to it and in turn learn a little bit from that kind of thing.
And so I would like to listen to traditional music more, so...
Traditional music.
Like organic.
Organic or organic.
Yeah. With instruments.
Instrumental? Yeah. No, that's a whole genre anyway. We'll talk about that later. Anyway, Bradley.
I'd say for me, like, kind of the same as Bruno's in a way. My older brother, he listened to like a lot of like EDM music, like NCS.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and I lived with him for like most of my life. And so... I guess his musical taste kind of rubbed off on me, and I started to listen to what he listened to a bunch more often, and I became obsessed with it. And so, like, EDM music, I guess I branched out a lot more into more genres of music, so like jazz, blues, cumbia, there's classical, and there's like just a bunch. And so I really explored music.
Mm-hmm. Influenced by our siblings, huh?
Yeah.
And even my parents. My parents like
grew
up with like the 80s, like 70s, and like that kind of era. And so recently, like even this week, I've been listening to a couple of songs from like, I feel like it's from the 80s. I think you probably saw me listen to it, Tona, like yesterday.
Which?
Yesterday when we were having like a rave.
Oh, yes.
I played one of the songs. And yeah, I got back into it because my mom would play like the same songs a lot in car rides.
Sounds good. Listen.
And no hate to her for doing that. Like, I absolutely love the songs. Mm-hmm. And like, we're both passionate about that. So yeah, I guess my family rubbed off on me for musical taste.
That makes sense. Yeah, I think I'm definitely impacted by family too. But I don't know. I guess something that comes to mind is that like I started listening to a lot of like indie pop stuff, like indie pop and that kind of thing, and it started evolving into indie rock, and then I had like a classic like 80s and 90s hip hop phase for a while. It's still things I enjoy, you know, but it's I don't know. I just think it's like, what did you guys start listening to?
When we branched off what did I listen to?
That is
I'm trying to bring it up. Okay. Actually, what you mentioned earlier, Bradley, I think I listened to NCS actually, and non-copyright music, because they're famous and they sounded good. So I just listened to those, and then that branched off into like more independent, like little small artists. And I'm like, oh, it sounds good.
Yeah,
I'll support them. And it's like, it was just from there. It was just a journey of styles I like, and like listen to melodies and find what I like and pull them off. And goes to my compositions. It goes to my improvisations into my own tracks.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's cool. Yeah,
it's cool.
What are you, Bradley?
How are you, Bradley?
What did I start listening to?
Mm-hmm.
I think at a young age, you know, at my elementary school, I did music stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, it's more of band stuff. And, you know, it's like, I think it was like grade two. And so, you know, little kids, you know.
But is there any like moment where you're like, oh, this is...
like spark in my head.
Or like, yeah, this is the music that I like, you know?
I think when I've listened to my first like NCS song, I think that was my exposure to like EDM and all that.
Mm. Do you remember which one?
I think it was, I think it was either On and On or Heroes Tonight.
Yes, top two.
Yeah. I think it was because those are the classics. Those are,
you know, and they're still here because they stay in your head, actually. Yeah. Addictive.
Yeah, they are really. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you, Bradley. Thank you, Bruno. Thank you, Bruno's sister.
Thank you. Thank you, parents.
Thank you, parents.
Yeah, thank you, parents.
Thank you, friends and family.
We're going to be back shortly. This next song is the song Pearl by Anna Luneau. Take a listen.
Take a listen and vibe out.
And vibe out.
Speaking of EDM, that's the EDM too.
In your eyes, I saw the edge of a new horizon. I got lost in them, and now your dreams are hypnotizing me. So now I'm falling into deep. I see you caught up in the backstream. Someone that's always calling out for me.
Of a new